Bradley McCarolyn, she owned Kiss Tavern's bar. December night her son John was busy tending bar. There were 7 customers just after 6 p.m. Around the town the Christmas choirs were busy practicing. Sunningdale up the north had just been at the seams. Intelligence had drifted down, watch out for suspicious things. A Mark 3-4 Cortina was seen driving around the night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. I remember all the neighbors rooted to the spot, standing on the doorsteps when the bomb went off. Like Easter Island statues nailed into the ground the night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. The night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. The night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. The night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. Hugh Waters worked in Francis Street, a tailor by trade. Dutch Friday busy with his orders and he hardly took a break. When evening came around, sometimes he went out for a jar. His local in Crow Street, Kathleen McCarlin's bar. Jack Rooney worked for the council, they stopped that day at 4. They all went for a Christmas drink, Jack went for a few more. A red sports car on Crow Street as he was walking round. The Grim Reaper was biding his time in the heart of Dundalk town. I remember all the neighbours riddled to the spot, standing on their doorsteps when the bomb went off. Like Easter Island statues nailing to the ground. The night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. The night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. The night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. The night the motor car of death drove into Dundalk town. Yeah, I was 12 years of age, walking around to the shop for some cola cubes. And all of a sudden it was like midnight at 6:20 p.m. December 1975. Two men murdered.